If there's one thing we learned from the Oscar Pistorius trial, it's probably that South Africa is a country with a lot of guns and an entrenched culture of fear. Guns and fear. And over the weekend, another tragic reminder of that cycle of violence. The captain of South Africa's national soccer team was shot dead during a home robbery. Goalkeeper Senzo Meiwa was reportedly killed by armed men who had broken into his girlfriend's house near Johannesburg. Mo Ali is the BBC South Africa soccer correspondent, and he's in Cape Town. Mo, Senzo Meiwa seems to be someone who was really universally liked in South Africa. What happened?
He was liked not only because he was a good footballer, he was the captain of the national side, but he seemed to be a humble man, a man who was dedicated to the goals that he wanted to achieve. He left his home at an early age to pursue his dream to become a footballer. And ironically, very ironically, we did an interview with him in a magazine that I edited 2 years ago. And he said as a youngster, he actually wanted to grow up to be a policeman, a cop. Simply because there was so much political violence at the end of apartheid pre the democratic era in 1994, and also because there was so much criminal elements, so many criminal elements in his hometown township of Umlazi, that he wanted to be become a cop to restore peace in his hometown. And ironically, he died a violent death.
Is there any indication if the intruders knew who he was and whose home they were breaking into?
At this stage, not. Police reports indicate that it was three robbers who entered the home of his girlfriend, where he was with whom he was at the time. And the reports indicate that they tried to take the mobile phone off his girlfriend, and he intervened and was shot in the back. And he died of the gunshot wound. On his way to hospital, he was certified dead when he arrived at hospital. And of course, the news broke last night and sent the nation into a frenzy, and particularly this morning when people woke up to the news that Senzo Meiwa died.
I assume this news is just dominating all conversation today ever since people found out about it.
All conversations, all social media, Twitter feeds, the president has sent a message of condolences. The minister of sport has sent a message of condolences. Twitter feeds from all over Africa, clubs that he had played against for his team, Orlando Pirates, in the African Champions League campaign last year, where he did extremely well. The president of the Confederation Africa of African Football, all have sent messages of condolences. So it really has rocked the football fraternity all around the world.
So a robbery gone wrong with a celebrity at the center of it, this one dead, and so soon after the Pistorius trial that had some echoes of this. What are South Africans saying about just how bizarre the timing is?
It really is highly coincidental that we've just finished the Oscar Pistorius trial. And by the way, that conviction and sentence is now being appealed by the National Prosecuting Authority. So it's going to go back to court if they do get the appeal success. And there's another case in court as well with a British businessman who is alleged to have hired killers to hijack, to stage a hijacking and kill his newlywed wife. So these kind of cases have been in South African courts now, and high-profile international cases as well. And sadly, crime figures released last month showed that there's been an increase in murder rates in South Africa. Up to 17,000 people were murdered last year. And that really is an indication. In Cape Town alone this weekend, we had 8 people killed in gunfire between rival gangs. So on average, we have about 40 people killed every week in this country. And people are just fed up with the crime. And unfortunately, the police are not able to bring the crime under control. And of course, we also have massive socioeconomic problems, which is fired up by massive inequality in the country.
Mo Ali, the BBC South Africa soccer correspondent, speaking with us from Cape Town. Mo, thank you for this.
Thank you for having me, Marco. Always a pleasure.